Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, October 25, 1951, the 1945 Shops Act amended. On this day, October 25, 1951, an article in the Barbados Advocate informed readers that the House of Assembly passed a bill on the previous day to amend the Shops Act 1945. This landmark amendment to the existing employment legislation ameliorated the working conditions of scores of watchmen, lorry drivers, domestic servants, and other categories of commercial employees. This was achieved through the clarification of job descriptions, regulation of overtime pay, and measures to ensure that employers strictly adhered to the clauses of the Shop Closing Act. The amendment excluded from the definition of shop assistants those persons such as caretakers, watchmen, craftsmen, and domestic servants other than those engaged in catering. However, much of the debate centered around the plight of lorry drivers, who were classed as shop assistants. Emmy Cox, who supported the amendment, argued that the drivers should be paid overtime because some of them started work as early as 6:30 a.m. and returned home about 1 a.m. the next morning. This happened because they delivered goods from Bridgetown provision stores to the village shops throughout the country for what Cox called a meager wage. Cox also lamented that men using bicycles also delivered groceries both morning and night for $7 to $8 a week. He chastised employers for paying wages which were no more than they would drink out at some club or smoke out in cigarettes in a week. He noted that the amendment benefited employees as it instituted a workday of 8 hours per day and would prevent some instances of worker exploitation. These sentiments were supported by Grantley Adams, who noted that it was a monstrous task for delivery men to work during the day as porters around the stores, and then at night to deliver goods. They get back very late at night, park the lorries in the owner's yards, and have to walk home. Adams was pleased to inform the public that the government was taking the necessary legislative steps to stem such occurrences. On this day, October 25, 1951, Barbadians read in the Advocate that the 1945 Shops Act was amended. Hitherto, employment legislation in Barbados was skewed to benefit employers, who lumped a large category of workers in the commercial sector as shop assistants. Thereby, trade unionists and workers in Barbados therefore hailed this amendment as a critical step which validated the rights of workers.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.